To switch careers from engineering to medicine is a major change. Dr. Michael Homer, physician partner with Reproductive Science Center of the San Francisco Bay Area, joins us to talk about that. Also joining us is Jackie Hsu, medical assistant and founder of SynCare Medical Tour Concierge. Welcome to Fertile Edge, a podcast from Reproductive Science Center of the San Francisco Bay Area. I'm Maggie McKay. Let's start with you, Dr. Homer. What a departure to go from engineering to medicine. Why'd you select engineering?
Well, I grew up with a lot of engineers in my life. My brother and grandfather were both engineers. And so growing up, I just loved trying to solve puzzles. In high school, I really enjoyed math and science and trying to learn how things worked. So I had decided kind of early on that I wanted to be an engineer. And so I decided to attend University of California, Berkeley for their mechanical engineering program.
So what made you change course to medicine?
Well, after graduation, I was finally on my own and working and realized within about 6 months, actually, that though I enjoyed the problem solving and the method of engineering, I didn't really like the projects I was working on or what the goals were. I had some family that were also in medicine, and after talking to them, I realized that I could apply those skills to actually help people directly.
Dr. Homer, do you see any similarities between the two?
Yeah, very much. I mean, everything that we do in our fertility treatment is trying to, you know, get the facts and get the information, synthesize the best way to use that in order to help the patients. And since our success is so kind of well-defined, everyone wants to have that baby, then we always have our project goal right there for us.
What do you take the most pride in from your daily practice?
The thing that I most enjoy is when I speak to the patients is to quickly figure out where they are in their journey, how to meet them there, and how to help them keep going along their journey. And I do really feel that one of my big strengths is what we say is bedside manner, which is the ability to speak with patients to make sure that they fully know that I am there to help support them as well.
Jackie, how does SynCare complement RSC's fertility treatment as it relates to patients coming from China?
I believe two angle or perception we can help patients. So number one is before cycle, or we call that pre-cycle, we have to overcome the barrier, language, culture, and right now, geopolitical reason to let patient access to the best clinic in the country. If like further down, like language, of course, you know, the patient is really hard to understand the term, medical term. And then the culture is the way of in a hospital works, you know, in China, in a hospital, like a big roof, everything, go to pharmacy, you go to a lab. And the one roof, but here is so different. So no schedule thing in China. So that's a system. And the other culture's different way is, you know, how a patient gets information, find out the clinic they want. The way of the use the channel is different here, like Facebook, podcast, YouTube. But even Chinese American here, they rather use to their own in Chinese community, Chinese American community, like WeChat, like TikTok, like Douyin, different channel. So that's another way we, like today, video, we're gonna, you know, add it, put on those channel to spread words like Chinese patient to access to the best clinic they can choose. So that's the barrier. Step two is pre-cycle. Like the other doctor mentioned, we try to how to like accommodate their travel schedule, especially for international patients. Our team, because we have a team in Beijing, in China, so our team can help a patient get all the tests done before they come in, schedule first. So when they got here, they direct into the cycle. So that's save patients' time, money, lots of things. So into the cycle, we have a two-part team, the marketing profiling team in China. We have an operation team here to help patient during the cycle, like translate, like coordinate or escort them. Because we have been helping people, patient, I believe a couple of hundred during the past 10 plus years. So we know every steps of patient go through, kind of give them a little bit a guide, what expectation is. And also our team, the bilingual, like myself, bilingual medical assistant, another member is, you know, certified bilingual medical translator. So we can help patient, you know, get all the instructions from doctor, nurse to patient, you know, correctly. And that's the one part. The other part we can have, like after visiting or before visiting, we have many way of education. Like we also do like video, we try to explain in Chinese about, say, for example, what the egg retrieval procedure looks like. Because RC has a video procedure for egg retrieval from check-in, pre-op, and post-recovery. We explain, you know, we make that video and explain Chinese and then teach the patient, oh, this is what you expect a nurse, doctor, anesthesiologist in the room, how long. So that's education part. So get patient, like try to be hassle-free because it's a complicated journey.
Jackie, how long have you been working with RSC to provide concierge services?
I believe around 10 plus years. When I first started to being brought patient in to Dr. Wax, and then I was translating in a meeting, which is RC represent for IVF clinic in the United States, and like meeting another party is a very prestigious IVF clinic who they have 10,000 cycles a year from China, from local official like HHS and clinic. So like the whole group, like 50 group. So I get to know RC how 10 years ago, how they work as a team. Right now, they still have a morning session for all the cases like work on, or you have a like senior doctor help, you know, you have questions asked. You still have that. I know it's before technology take off, right? You still have that.
Thank you both so much for your time. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, that's Dr. Michael Homer and Jackie Hsu. And to find out more, please visit rscbayarea.com/about-Chinese. And if you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and check out our entire podcast library for topics of interest to you. I'm Maggie McKay. This is Fertile Edge, a podcast presented by Reproductive Science Center of the San Francisco Bay Area. Thank you for listening.